Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line, Joshua Green, Head of Operations for Zaka South Africa. A very good morning. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us.
Good morning, Howard. How are you doing?
Yes, excellent. Thank you. So how do we see this? I mean, is this something that is accurate to say that we see far too many fires over Jewish festivals?
I think with the increased, sorry, I'm getting a bit of feedback here. I think with the increased, on the chagim and that, you've got the extra candles, you've got the hot trays, you've got the timers, the lights staying on all the time. It's just an increased risk overall. And, I think it's important that people are aware, first of all, God forbid, if there is a fire, you know, who to call, what to do. But even before that, prevention is the best cure. So, you know, make sure not to overload your plugs. Make sure to use time switches to turn lights on, off, etc. Make sure that the Yontif 24-hour candle is set up in a safe way, and, you know, things like that.
And, of course, added to this is the fact that our fire response has been a lot of publicity around it, not very positive, that does seem to be under some strain. So that, I'm sure, adds to the stress here.
Yeah, so, you know, as people are aware, unfortunately, you know, it takes time for a fire truck to get to a call. Look, the FCU, you know, we put together this team. We've spoken about it a couple of times on your show and on other platforms. You know, Zaka's put together this wing called the FCU, this unit called the FCU, the fire containment unit. And the idea of that is to bridge that time between a call coming out and that fire truck arriving on scene. So, you know, we're not trained firefighters. But we've got various equipment, including water trailers, kilometers of hoses, and volunteers ready to get up at any time of the day or night and respond to those calls. And that's just purely to bridge that gap, you know, in that it sometimes can be a 25, 30, 45-minute gap, unfortunately. But the idea is, like I say earlier, you know, prevention is the cure, and that's – we've put this burn guide out which will be going out in all the, you know, the various Jewish hotspots and the shuls and the schools and that, to teach people, how to make the house safe, what to look out for, and in the event, God forbid, that there is a fire, what to do. You know, that's kind of the idea of this burn guide that we've put out.
So, that'll be put out when? When will we be able to access
it? In the next few days, next few days, it's just finishing being, published. We actually put it out, I think it was Rosh Hashanah last year, but, with COVID and the severity at that time then, it didn't really, get into all the homes as we wanted. So we're going to give it another bash now around Pesach time, you know, around each chag. Just to make people aware, you know, be careful where you put your hot trays. I know even in my own house, you always make sure the hot tray is not sitting next to a simple thing, like the cable of the hot tray shouldn't be touching the hot tray. And I've seen this in other people's houses where the cable sits right by the hot tray. It gets warm, God forbid burns, and boom, suddenly you've got yourself a fire. So the other one is really preventive.
On the hot trays, people often have these blankets that go over it to keep the food sitting on it warm, they might be left too close to the hot tray as well. So certainly we've seen all sorts of things like that as well.
Yeah, look, and the biggest thing which we've always tried to push is prevention in terms of fire extinguishers. You know, have a fire extinguisher in your house, have a smoke alarm in your house. I've had a lot of people, friends of mine, people I've never met, call me and ask, you know, what do you think I should buy? What do you think I should get? Just get something. In other words, regardless of your budget or what, you know, your knowledge on fire or firefighting, make sure you have something in your house that in the event of a fire, God forbid, you know, ideally we want the bigger fire extinguishers, ideally. But if you can't afford it or you can't lift it up or whatever it is, get a smaller one, but have something. You know, there's fire blankets, smoke alarms, fire extinguishers, all of these things, what they'll do is they'll either reduce or completely extinguish that fire until, you know, more resources can come and help out.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's the most critical time. As just before, if you can prevent it from spreading, that is, then you've really been, I mean, that's the first prize here.
Absolutely. You know, it's those first few seconds is what can make or break the whole story kind of thing. The other big thing, obviously, is we spoke about hot trays. The 24-hour candles, or some people like to call them the Yahrzeit candles. You know, some families, unfortunately, have to burn 2 or 3 of them. You know, those things, when they're placed too close together, or even Shabbos and Yontif candles, when the place too close together, they create like almost like a bonfire in your house. You know, if it's too close to the wall, it can catch a light. If it's too close to a ceiling or flowers that are hanging over, or, you know, or nearby, or whatever, you know, whatever the setup is, these are all things to be aware of. And then something that we often don't think about, Howard, is even a hot water urn. Not so much from a fire point of view, but just from a burn point of view. You know, make sure that that cord isn't hanging somewhere where your little kid can pull it down. We've heard, unfortunately, too many stories over the years of hot water urns, that have, you know, unfortunately spilled over and you know, caused absolute damage.
So Joshua, how does somebody get hold of you if, God forbid, there is an incident? Who do they call?
So we operate through the Zucca CSO control room. The number is 086-18-0018. It's going to be in the publication.
Great.
It's the same number that we've been, you know, kind of, marketing out there from day one. It's a 24-hour, 7-day manned control room with professional call takers. They know exactly how to dispatch the call, how to receive the calls, and how to dispatch the calls to the relevant authorities. And I should say, unfortunately or fortunately, I'm not sure, but the fires that we have had, thank God, they've been dispatched quickly, accurately, and we've been on scene within minutes. I mean, I'm not going to go into details, specific addresses and stuff, but we've had recently fires in big buildings where we were there within minutes, literally 2-4 minutes, you know, the call came out, there was already someone on scene assessing, and then the trailer obviously arrived a few minutes later, and, you know, we were able to extinguish a fire in one unit. Now, you know, sometimes we think of a freestanding house, but if you look at a building, one unit catches fire in a building, you can burn an entire building down, especially in some of the older buildings in Johannesburg. You know, a freestanding house, okay, it's a lot more contained, you know, you can contain it a lot better than that, but I think overall, there has to be, and it scares me because I've mentioned earlier, I've spoken to a lot of people who have nothing in the house, and it scares me because we spend so much money on insurances and car insurance and home insurance. You know, a basic fire extinguisher is, I think, maybe 200 Rand, somewhere around there. A basic smoke alarm. It doesn't have to be these fancy ones that are wired into your main alarm. You get those, but they're expensive. You can get a simple one. I think it's like 80 bucks or 100 Rand. And it takes a little 9-volt battery. You stick it on the roof.